Father, thank you for this moment. Breathe upon the service. Touch someone. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Thank you because you are so faithful. We appreciate you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And before you hurry to sit down, let me walk to seven people, shake their hands, and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Tell them you are welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. In His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasure forevermore. Go ahead and welcome them. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration.
All beautiful.
Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Bring you greetings from the garden city of Port Harcourt. We had the most exciting, explosive crusade. They will show us more of the clips, but these are still pictures. The ground was so overwhelmed that we decided to think that we might not be able to hold the crusade there again on that particular ground. Faithful, faithful God, to Him alone be all the praise. Like Dr. Mrs. Anenche said, I'll tell you a story about the meeting when the time comes today. Reason for giving, part 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 7. Reason for giving. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. We saw last week the midweek service where the message started from, and our objective, of course, was understanding the purpose of giving, especially giving to God. We began to see, by way of introduction, that people have different reasons and motives why they give, and that giving must be done on purpose. We saw that some people give as a matter of religious obligation. To go to church is to give. Some others give as a product of habit or duty. It is offering time. There are those who give in order to appear like others, not to be left out in action. It's giving time, so they begin to dip their hands in their pockets to see what they can pull out at times from a pocket that looks like a bottomless pit. Have you ever been in a taxi with someone before who is struggling to bring out, especially in the university days, is struggling to bring out money from the pocket so that you can tell him, don't worry, I'll pay. Hallelujah. For some people give as an act of favor to God or the church. It's called contribution. Donation. I am donating. I am contributing. Some others give, like we saw, for recognition or applause. Applause. At times someone steps out when they say, those who want to give this or that, come on, Somebody at times is pushed out, maybe because his friends went out and he's seated. Some for recognition or applause. And so we began to look and say, what is the most purposeful purpose of giving that will attract the attention of heaven? Or the most reasonable reason to give? We looked at four of them. And because this service is a continuation, we are going to briefly look at those four again. The most reasonable reason to give, the most purposeful purpose to give. Number one, he said, giving as an act of gratitude for the supplies and help of God. That is, God helped me. God supplied my needs. And I am grateful to Him, so I give. Those scriptures were there. As an act of gratitude for the supplies and help of God. Secondly, we saw giving as an act of praise or worship. It's a department of our worship. We looked at all the scriptures there on Wednesday. And I'm recapping so that in case you'll pick up the message. Number three, we saw giving as an act of honor. Honor to God. We read Proverbs chapter 9:3 and verse 9 and 10, and he said, honor God with your substance and with the first fruits of all that increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine, as an act of honor. And then number four, we saw giving to God as an act of surrender or consecration. If he owns me, then he owns all what I have. Act of surrender, act of consecration. Bible says concerning the brethren in Achaia that they were ready to give because they first gave themselves to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 all the way to verse 5. That was where we stopped. So giving is not just contribution. It's not just donation. It's not just religion. It is a definite action that has a purpose. So we proceed further. Today we'll look at three more in this first service, and then look at another three in the second service. And so this is point number five now, is giving in acknowledgement of God's ownership of all things. In acknowledgement of God's ownership of all things. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 14, the Bible said, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee. You are the owner of all things. And of thine own have we given you. What we are giving you, you already own it. Let me give you a practical example of what I'm talking about. When Isaac asked Esau, his son, to bring venison for him, so he can bless him. And Esau went to the bush to hunt. Jacob and his mother, Rebekah, took an animal that belonged to Isaac, prepared it, and brought it back to him. He ate it and blessed them for giving him his own food. That is what it is. Whenever you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my soul. Anywhere you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. In the morning you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my soul. Everywhere you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner of my life. He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner. We'll even deal with this one at the end. But it's an acknowledgement. In Psalm 24 verse 1, it said the earth is the Lord's, including the house that you live in, including all the money you have in the account is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. We have not done any special thing when we give to God. We are only returning back to the owner what he owns. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 7, the Bible said, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? What car do you have? What house do you have? What money do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did receive it, why are you glorying as if you have not received it? Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 8, the Bible said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. The dollar is mine, the pound sterling is mine. We give to acknowledge God as the owner of everything we have. Someone say loud, amen. Number 6 is giving as an act of love. Everywhere there is love, there is giving. There is always giving in love. John 3:16. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is always giving in love. Always giving in love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and in verse 4, he said, charity, which means love, suffereth long. And is kind. Love is kind. Love is kind. And love does not envy. Love, kindness means love is generous. There is generosity in love. And we are called to love the Lord our God. Mark chapter 12 verse 29, 30. And Jesus answered, the first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, physical strength, mental strength, financial strength, emotional strength. This is the first commandment. Giving as our act of love. And 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 to 8, just hit the nail on the head. When he was talking about the giving of the church in Achaia, he said, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and in knowledge, you people here in Corinth, You talk about a lot of faith. You have a lot of utterance. I've explained to you the gifts. And in diligence. And in your love to us. See that ye abound in this grace also. If you read from verse 1, he was talking about the grace of giving. Now look at the nail on the head. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others. And if you will prove yourself in this grace, you are proving the sincerity of your love. The proof of your sincerity of love. People can fast and pray because they have a need from God. But people give to God to confirm how sincerely they love God. Fasting and prayer may not confirm that you love God. It may confirm that you love you. And you want a particular need of yourself met. Am I communicating at all? He said that you may prove the sincerity of your love. If you want to know whether a person is a lover, find out about his giving. Husband that cannot give his wife, the love is questionable. Am I communicating? Father that cannot give his children, not spoil his children, but minister to the necessity of his children, his love for them is questionable. Church person that cannot give to God, his love for God is a questionable love. That you may prove the sincerity of your love. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Love speaks. And a major language of love is the language of giving. You heard of the love languages. It's the language of giving. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So when you see people arguing, should I pay attention? That's such a person. He hasn't started with God. Should I pay this? You are not talking of what to pay. You are talking of how far you can go. You are not talking of what to pay. You are talking of how far you can go. Someone say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I've had instances in my life where God had need, or the house of the Lord had the need for one thing or the other, and I had it. The church didn't need to stress at all. I've been invited to places to preach, and I saw the need on the ground, and I went. Cleared some things out of my resources to meet that need. God given. Sincerity of your love. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Your greatest excitement when you are in love is when you give. When you see the excitement of your loved one in response to your giving. That makes your day. That makes your life. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I thank you for loving me. I love you, Lord. And I am ready to prove the sincerity of my love by my giving. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody asked, I said, what is the budget for this for Harcourt Crusade? And I was told the budget in tens of millions, because what you saw doesn't just happen. Television, billboards, bus transportation that brought people, jingle, all manner. One signature cleared all bill. One. Is that a bill? I said, the Lord bless you. You say, what is money? What is the money for? You say, except I don't have it. God will take you to that realm. That is the crowd you saw, the altar call that came, souls that were saved, blind eyes were opening like at the frequency of water. All that enters his account. Alongside the account of the one who preached, those who interceded, those who did the counseling. We all have this share in the outcome of the crusade. That is what to do with your life. And I prophesy to you today in the name of Jesus, every devil restraining you from serving God with resources the way you would love to serve God, I declare that devil is arrested. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. Give the Lord the praise. Is given as an act of love. Finally, for this service, it's given as an act of gratitude for the gift of life. Life itself happens because God made it to happen. Job chapter 33 and in verse 4, he said, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. If I am not connected to his breath, I can't live. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 25 and 26. He said, neither is God worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life. And giveth us breath. And with life and breath comes all the things. Listen. When somebody say, my money. You mean my money? My money. That person does not know what he's talking about. My sweat. My energy. Question number one. Who woke you up in the morning? Before you went out to sweat the sweat that brought the resources. Question number two. Who keeps your heart pumping? That heart has what we call the sinoatrial node that is at the apex of the heart. It is like a little brain. It gives it what we call automatic rhythmicity, intrinsic capacity to continue to function on its own. When the heart of an animal is suddenly pulled out, by any means, it's on the ground, it's pumping for a while, by itself, by that ability. And that thing continues 72 beats per minute. Every single minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, every minute, over 72 beats by itself for over 80 something to 90 years. That Jehovah keeps it beating. When it stops beating, the victim is in the mortuary. Who was it that made that heart to keep beating and not stop beating? What about your breath? There are many people who breathe in and then they breathe it out. There are those who breathe it out and couldn't breathe in again. That is called death. So every single possession you have came because you have life. Nobody gives gifts to a dead man. Coffin lying on the ground and say, please, I just brought you this $10,000. No. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. You have only hope, and you have only, you can attract favor, you can attract all the things you want to attract for as long as there is life. Having this understanding makes you to release to God without restraint. Am I communicating? Lift up your right hand and say, Father, thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of life. I am not alive by my own power. I am not alive by my own strength. I am alive by your mercy. I am alive by your grace. And all I have is from you. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. God has spoken to you and you feel blessed. Say a loud amen. These three we'll look at in this service. I will mention the other three we shall look at in the next service. And I would like you to pick up the tape. That will take us to point number 8, I believe. Yes. That is given 8 in acknowledgement of our stewardship of God's resources. That is the mentality and principle of a caretaker. I am just the pipe that the water is passing through. We'll look at that in the second service. I am a pipe. Water is just passing through me. Number 9 is given as a proof, as proof of mastery over money. That you have mastered that money. You are not the servant of money, you are the master of money. That is literally given as conquest as a result of the conquest of greed, which is a very, very important thing, because there are people who go to hell because of money. Many people are not givers because money is their master. I've seen people that money rendered miserable. Nobody around them is successful. Greed. They become killers because of greed. We'll look at that in the next service. And finally, giving to be a blessing and live in the blessing. We have a call to bless our generation. Giving to be a blessing and live as a blessing. I just told you just now that someone asked for the bill that covers the whole crusade, the city, a region-wide crusade. Clear the bill. Kingdom can't forget such. Given to be a blessing and to live in the blessing. We'll look at that in the second service. But let me drop this before we proceed. Nobody is truly blessed until they exist as blessings. You are not blessed until you are a blessing. You are not great until you are a channel of greatness. Young man met me at the office the other day. He said, met me in Port Harcourt. You brought him to me. He said, I met him at the airport some time back. And I tapped his shoulder twice. One, two. That was all. Everything changed about his life. He was on his knees. Under 15 years of being in the service, he's an assistant controller in his field. He says, sir, at this age, he said, I got 2 accelerated promotions back to back. This is where I am now. At this level, and I have 20 more years in the service. By the time he has done another 10 or 15 or another 10 years, he will be at the peak, highest peak, and then has the balance of another 10 years. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I've seen people that were grounded, catapulted, empowered. We'll look at that in detail. But given, I don't know about you, but anywhere I have found myself, in the house of God, in the church of God, my presence must be felt. My absence must be noticed. If I wasn't there, the devil will know. Hallelujah. In conclusion, this is my counsel. Conclusion. Purpose. Giving on purpose, like we are talking about, purpose brings pursuit. And pursuit brings possession. So when you understand purpose, it will cause you to pursue what needs to be pursued. And the outcome of the pursuit is possession. You pursue giving to God because you understand it. You are not encouraged. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, he said, I'll stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Right? That is, clarify the purpose so that the man can run. And at the end, the vision will speak. Purpose brings pursuit, and pursuit brings possession. Since I knew several reasons why I give, and now because church said it, I began tithing before I became even a church worker. I was not planning to be a pastor at all when I began to tithe in 1986. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. 86 is 38 years. Without encouragement, because I saw it in the Bible and I saw its result.
And I have not needed to be encouraged by anybody, any preacher, any teacher. This is what to do. This is how to be. This is how to give. Secondly, purpose brings favor. And favor brings increase. Say, God loveth a cheerful giver. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, let him give. Not grudgingly, of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. When you give purposefully, you are giving cheerfully. And that attracts the love of God. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7. When Daniel purposed in his heart, in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, Daniel found favor in verse 9 with the prince of the eunuchs. Purpose brings favor, and favor brings increase. That's a complete line. Purpose brings favor. Favor brings increase. Acts 2:47. They were praising God and having favor. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Favor brings increase. And finally, purposeful giving guarantees the blessing. When you understand purpose and when you give on purpose, the blessing is a guarantee. It guarantees the blessing. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 35, the Bible said, Paul the apostle speaking said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The blessing is in the release. Purposeful giving guarantees the blessing. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed this morning. If you were the one, your amen will be the loudest. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest. If you are the one, your amen will be the loudest. I declare today a new season of blessing. This revelation will bring a revolution to your life. Bring a change of story to your life. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for the word you just received. Thank the Lord for the word you just received. Honor him and adore him. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I will just soon show you the clip from Port Harcourt. But I'll tell you a little story. The Port Harcourt program, I think, is the best, I mean, in terms of everything we have had in Port Harcourt so far, or in recent times, really. Give the Lord the praise. Normally, the crusades are in every city. The next time we go is on the increase. Next time we go is on the increase. And that is how this has been. I'd like you to understand the schedule. We came to Port Harcourt and then did a Thursday night crusade, commanding the day midnight prayer. And then, I'd like you to be counting the sessions. Number one, Thursday evening crusade. Number two, commanding the day midnight prayers. Number three, Friday morning ministers and pastors conference. Number four, crusade on Friday evening. Number five, commanding the day midnight prayer on Friday. Number six, musical outreach and crusade at the polo field. Chema Jesus and others. Number seven, groundbreaking at Dunamis regional headquarters in Port Harcourt. Number eight, revival crusade in River State University of Science and Technology. And then number nine, we stepped on the ground of that other church in Port Harcourt. So this was how it went on Saturday And then number 10, when we arrive, commanding the day of Saturday. And then number 11, first service of Sunday. Anybody who said this man is lucky, oh, come and try the luck for 1 week and do the work. But this is where the story gets very interesting. Take your seat. Incredible miracles we saw in that night program at the polo field. There were about maybe 25 deaf people. 23 head on the spot. The other man that was born deaf and dumb, matured man, born deaf and dumb. When he began to hear drum beat, he began to laugh and smile. Almost went on his knees. He was so, his friend came and said that he has never danced to no music. He said he lives with me. There's someone here by the name Elizabeth. Your breast affliction is gone. Three Elizabeths ran out. All healed on the spot. There. But this was what happened. When we arrived at Harcourt Airport, the weather was very deep. Unbelievably deep. Deep, ready to drop any moment. Later on, I got to hear that there was a radio program that was going on that same Thursday where they were arguing and talking about how terrible the weather has been, the heat has been too much. But that they thank the Lord, or rather, they are grateful that the weather forecast is that the rain will rain that day, that's Thursday. To calm the ground, that the heat is much, and the heat was too much. They said the previous day, I think the Wednesday, it drizzled a bit, but not enough to make any difference. But the forecast was that Thursday, the rain will rain very well, so that it can cool the weather. But that is the first day of the crusade. So I stepped on the ground, and I looked at the weather. Looked at everything. This is the first crusade of the year. So I made some communications with God. Listen. So when we got to the hotel, my wife said, he said, what is happening? How can the weather look like this? How is it? The rain. We can't afford to have any rain. I said, there shall be no drop. Not one. See, I said, Lord, this is the first crusade of the year. This first crusade of the year sets the pace for the rest of the year. This rain, not one drop. That is one drop. That is somebody felt a drop. Not here, not now. Now, I can minister under any weather. I'm sure some of you know that. We have preached in all weather before. But this crusade, the first one of the year, Lord, if one rain drop, I will consider it a direction, an instruction, that crusade shouldn't hold this year. I will consider that you have instructed me. So use rain, devil, and cloud return to hell anywhere you came from. But if it rains, I will consider it is not the devil. I will consider that is, you have instructed me that since this is the first crusade of the year and it couldn't hold because of rain, that it means you don't want us to hold crusade this year. That was how, before I was just moving normal and smiling. I checked the window. Cloud cleared. Looked again. It cleared. Before we started, it just cleaned clean air. We went to the crusade ground. All manner of manifestations. So we arrived at the second night. By the time the crusade was over in the night, I said to the people, we thank the Lord for how great the weather is. We are aware that there is a lot of heat in the town. So as we have finished the crusade, by the time we finish all the sessions tomorrow morning, the rain can fall. So we went, finished the one in the midnight, finished the groundbreaking. He wanted to rain small there. It advised itself because we haven't finished. Then we went to the River State University of Technology, finished that program there. On our way, by the time we reached the airport, messages started coming that rain has started. God do. But desperate times require desperate actions. Desperate times. You don't allow the devil to control you all the time. It requires desperate actions. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Smith Wigglesworth, what the apostle of faith, he told God, he said, he was a plumber. He said, God, I have seen preachers with scattered shoes. Children who couldn't feed because their father was a pastor. Hole in their trousers. He said, I am okay with my plumbing. But in case you called me and that is what you are calling me for, I'm not ready for that one. If you will supply my need, I will consider that. Maybe I didn't hear well that you called me. Maybe it was a flash, not a full call, or a text message. Hallelujah. I prophesy to you today that devil will not hold you to ransom. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Let's have one or two of the clips of the crusade, if you have. And then you can ask God.
Tonight, we are here to let you know that Jesus is visiting us in this day. Give him a big clap, a shout, and a leap of joy. Hallelujah.
Somebody with an arthritis on the knee. The knee just got healed. The pain on the knee is gone. Run to the front quickly. Check your right knee. Check your left knee. And run to the front here quickly.
When you are here, things will fly up. When you are here, Jesus, you are here.
This is 3 years. For 3 years, she had this crippling arthritis on both knee joints. She couldn't walk. She couldn't run. But now, the power of God came on her. She's running. She's jumping.
Somebody struck her in the dream of the night. Last year. And she became blinded. That's 2 years now. Slapped in the dream of the night. After the slap in the dream of the night. And now she's seen. And she's seen. She was slapped in the dream of the night, became blind. What she see? 7 years.
Yes, she couldn't see.
Two eyes.
Yes.
Couldn't see. Who came with her?
Oh, glory.
Miracle. You know the day of Jesus.
Meant
sin situation. That's what she just said. It's a double case. And God is blasting out both of them.
No! Hey! Celebration! Celebrate! 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 Celebrate!
Going up to the high. But the noise is obvious when it's brilliant.
It's obvious. But while you were ministering, power entered into this little child and now he's breathing well, no noise at all. The woman came with the drugs in her bag. The drug for the child, and this is the report.
It should look for 9 million to handle a cyanotic congenital heart disease that needs open heart surgery.
This child is 1 year and 2 months. Failure to try.
Child is calm, peaceful, normal, brand new brain. To correct the Down syndrome.
This is Pastor Chancey.
Pastor?
Yes, sir. He came in here with 3 years heart failure. He was assisted to this crusade by the wife, who don't walk, feeling tired. But he said, while you ministered, the power of God rushed into him, the weakness left him, he jacked up by himself, to walk all the way from there to the altar.
Completely immobile.
Exactly.
Has congestive cardiac failure, with ascites here that fill the tummy with fluid, and a bilateral sitting pedal edema. Receive fresh fire for the altar and go and deal with that devil that wants to kill you before your time. Power of the Holy Ghost, be free in the name of Jesus.
You gave a word of knowledge for a lady with a name starting with the letter R.
Yes.
With a breast condition.
Yes.
Her name is Regina. She has been having breast milk coming out of her breast for 3-4 months. She got pregnant, she got breastfeeding, nothing. And the breast milk, as soon as that word came...
And that symptom disappeared from the right forward breast. From the left breast. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Somebody shout
me. Everybody in need of surrender to Jesus today, say it after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. As I pour this oil on this ground, I decree that the fire of judgment will go through the land of River State, through the 23 local governments. I declare that River State shall be covered with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Stand upon your feet everywhere you are and receive your own release from that crusade. Receive your own release from that crusade. Lift your hands. We're going to pray two prayers very quickly. And then we shall pray for God's grace and impartation and help from the crusades. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
Of giving,
of giving,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
with the understanding,
with the understanding
of giving,
of giving,
I receive
with the understanding
of the purpose
of giving,
of giving,
I receive
grace
for giving,
I receive now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Speak to God. Let La Tierra Corra,
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Now lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive my portion of the miracles,
of the signs,
of the wonders
that took place
at the healing and deliverance
crusade.
I receive
my portion.
Now, go ahead and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and receive what God has for you. Just lift your hands high up in an attitude of receiving. Thank you, Jesus.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh Lord, there is no place.
lift your hands. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. Oh Lord, there is no one else like you. Lift your hands high. I see the visitation of Jesus, the continuation of his acts, moves of power. Dealing with altars of failure, of delay. Limitations of the past. Drawbacks from history. Heal someone of peptic ulcer disease, another one of depression and mental condition. Somebody with a postpartum psychosis trying to run mad after childbirth. Arresting the spirit of pile. If you have unclean spirits, checking up. Spirit husband, spirit wife, tormenting spirits. Lift your hands. Whisper the name Jesus. Get ready for divine visitation encounters. Divine visitation encounters. Change of story encounters. It has a package for you with your name on it. Lift your hands, and when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head, receiving it. Father, let it be. 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 Are you ready to receive? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive. We see his visitation, his thought. We see. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. The Lord heard and answered us. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. Check yourself quickly. God did something in your life. Step forward and let's take hear from you in 5 minutes. That ulcer that I talked about is gone. Right. Leave her. What's that? Will you watch it for her? Watch her to keep on the scene. Are you sure if it's not her drug? All right. Give the Lord a praise. Celebrations as they come forward. What is she having in that leather bag? Is the evidence you want her to drop on the seat? So just be watchful, ushers, so you can do the right thing.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the greater.
Celebration.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. You are the mighty.
The knee is healed, the right knee is healed, and the left shoulder is also healed. In the name of Jesus, that blindness condition, I command it arrested, that's right. I curse every trace of prostatic disease and every form of retention of urine, man and woman. I declare it is arrested. Be healed now. In Jesus' precious name. Someone with a spiritual relationship encounter that just got free, step forward and let us know what happened. What happened?
Well, largely what she's saying seems vague, but she said she kept her food in her shop and someone poisoned the food. She said after she ate that food, she began to lose weight, went to the hospital, they couldn't detect anything.
And I said, they're sick, daddy. My mother cannot chew something. Even I talk.
And what happened now?
Now, when you are praying, there is here. Yes, that here, there is something swell up inside this my stomach. It just melts now.
Wow. Back to sender.
Back to sender.
Fire all the Holy Ghost. We come back to hell. From where you came.
Oh, yeah, back to sender.
Yes.
Our sister said she's had this pain and she came with the same pain to church service today, and that's a sign of ulcer pain. And right as the word came, the pain disappeared.
Lift up your hands. The name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. You are healed.
25 years ulcer blasted back to hell now.
Healed in cheek. Help her. Somebody whose father's name is John is being healed of liver disease. Preferred, like a hepatitis or something. If you are that one and they diagnosed you of hepatitis, you step forward here. Name is John. It's like a son name that is John. Father's name. Wherever you are. And if you are watching online, you let us know. You see the one? Alright. The eye is healed. Go ahead.
Sir, our young sister, Elizabeth, said that she has not heard from this ear for some time. Pulse has been coming out. Right now, the ear just popped open and she can hear.
For how long she has not been hearing?
For how long? Since this week.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, go ahead, let's go. Okay. Go ahead and let's. And if you are watching online, let us know. Yes. Okay, stop here. Don't cover the face. Father's name is John. With hepatitis. Hence. The name that is above every name. I take authority over that hepatitis devil. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. I command it cleaned out of the system. In the name of Jesus. From this moment forward, hepatitis BAC positive is now declared negative. In Jesus' name. Be healed. In Jesus' precious name. Yes. Take one or two more. Then we'll be
gifts. Hard encounter. A demonic encounter on the 16th of
this month. Text yourself, uncle. And give us a feedback later.
That impacted her with blocked ears. She couldn't hear. And stiffness of the neck. As the instrument began to blow, she said fire was oozing out of the ears. Now the ears popped open.
Somebody receiving fire today, shout, fire! Behold! In the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know whether there's any connection between that father's name and, that father and that particular diagnosis. You know, but I feel directed to pray for you.
anything that came to you from your father, any connection that is negative, any ancestral transfer, any generational transfer, anything that is negative because of who your father is, I declare it is canceled. Her father's name is also John with hepatitis. Lift your hands. In the name that is above every name, fire of the Holy Ghost, go to the laboratory, check yourself, and be cleaned out of the system.
Sir, another father's name, John, hepatitis issue.
Is there any of you whose father's name is John, the father also had hepatitis or a liver disease? Please let me know. Tell me about this.
Waist pain that has lasted a very long
time. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Here. Tell us.
Yes, sir. She has been pregnant, sir. And right from when she got pregnant, she couldn't notice the kick of the baby. The baby couldn't move. Until last Sunday she came in, at the instance of the word, the baby started kicking.
Incredible! Life! We shared a testimony on commanding today the other day, where the baby was about to be brought out by cesarean section dead. And then the power of God hit that baby. They showed on the picture in Port Harcourt on that was Friday night. The same situation here.
The baby is too much.
Immobile in the womb. Suddenly came to church and baby is kicking. Go and deliver. Bring forth live baby. Both you and the baby. Hold her up. Alright, even if you lie her by the side, gently. Impressions, single, alright, it's okay. This is live bridge, the baby's leg down, but wasn't kicking. When was this come? Baby's live. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are highly lifted.
Jesus' name is clean out. Every hepatitis, every HIV, everything in the blood that is tormenting your life is cleaned out in the name of Jesus. I'll take one more. Chronic liver disease, yourself. What of your father? Okay, lift up your hands. Jesus' precious name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. You return back with your testimony. We'll take any other testimony probably in the second service. I pray for everyone here today. I declare today, every healing, every miracle, every testimony you are trusting God for, I declare they are released for you. In Jesus' name. Give a song of celebration as we celebrate back to their sin.
You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are highly lifted up, Lord. You are glorious.
You are. Somebody say aloud, amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. And I declare that harvest will look for you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. What is yours? No devil can keep back. in Jesus' precious name. Amen. While we pick up our offerings, the Bible said in Proverbs 23:26, he said, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. There are people here today, what God is looking for from you is not your money. It is your heart. It is your life. You have not given your life to Jesus yet. You are not saved. You are not born again. You heard the preaching. You saw the miracles. You saw the crucifixion. And you are saying, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Pick your Bibles and your bag and come and give God your heart. Come and give him your life. The music is on while they come forward. I'll give you the count of 10 to come forward. One. Two. God bless you. Give them this place. Three.
Totally available to the Lord as we pray. I have no God.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. If there is an addiction, smoking, drinking, masturbation, gambling, fraud, womanizing, and any other form of addiction, you want to be set free from, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ because you know you are not living as you should, stand up on your feet as we sing further and come forward. Lord, I want to be born again. I want to rededicate myself to God. I want this lifestyle broken. I want to be able to live for God and live and do his will. Give the song again as it comes forward. I'll give you a count of seven. I'm tired of smoking marijuana. I'm tired of cocaine. I'm tired of gambling. I'm tired of wasting my life with gambling, with prostitutes, with prostitution. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. Place your hand. Is that a mental condition? Mental. In Jesus' name, behold. In Jesus' name. Place your hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer after me. I say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Counselors, you just hold on. We'll finish the service and then we'll just go. Okay? Say, come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, say a loud amen. Father, I pray for them. I ask that the hold of sin be broken all their lives. Grace to live for God be released on you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.